Robert Edmonds was one of the first people selected to the new task force that's going to be looking at police accountability issues in the wake of the Andy Lopez shooting. Were you surprised to be selected?
I didn't actually apply. I just made some suggestions to Supervisor Zane, and out of that sort of came an invitation to participate. And I was pretty surprised because I've been a pretty vocal critic of policing generally.
And that's a viewpoint I'm sure that you feel is important to have as part of that panel.
I think it's very important. You know, I think that law enforcement is well funded. There are a lot of organized labor and fraternal bodies that support the work of law enforcement. And so they have a loud voice already. And I think often there isn't a counterpoint to that.
So what is it that you are hoping or expecting to bring to this panel?
I look at myself as not one of the usual suspects, I guess. You know, county government tends to be a group of the same people that participate in a lot of different capacities, and I haven't been one of those people, so I like to look at it from a different point of view, I guess.
There's been a lot of conversation about how this particular incident has highlighted the increasing militarization of local police forces, and I imagine that's something that you are going to want to highlight as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the charges of the task force is to look at community policing models. And there's actually an interesting article that just came out of the Department of Justice about community policing. That's a federal agency. And they're concerned with the militarization of policing. So I think it's good timing for us here, too.
How much of this militarization do you see as being a function of the aftermath of 9/11?
I think it definitely has contributed to it. Certainly, federal programs have been put into place that increase the availability of weaponry and funding for weaponized programs and systems.
What sort of training changes would you be advocating for to mitigate that?
I think this task force should look at what the current policies actually are and what the training is. My understanding of the policies, which I've read quite a bit of as far as from the county and Santa Rosa Police Department, is that there's wide discretion in the use of force. And I think that's probably one of the most important things for us to look at as a task force. Defining what does that mean? What is discretion? What is somebody able to decide on the scene and get away with?
What, in your mind, would be the optimal outcome from this panel?
The first thing and the first charge that we have in the next 60 days is to look at differing models of civilian review. And so I would like to see civilian review that has full subpoena power, full investigative authority, and all that's limited somewhat by the Peace Officers' Bill of Rights and certain legal decisions that took place in the early 2000s.
60 days, enough time to get the job done?
I'm a little concerned with that, honestly, but that's what has come out in the staff report that was issued by the county. So I would probably like to start by suggesting that we extend that time frame a little bit. I know people are anxious, but I think it's more important to be thorough.
Robert Edmonds, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.